Just ahead, our food moment. Today we consider sausage, but first, your letters. Listener John Hastings from Marion Center, Pennsylvania, emailed us after my story last week about cheeses made from Jersey, Guernsey, and other herds now rare in the United States. He agreed with the owner of the Cowgirl Creamery Cheese Shop on why Holstein cows have become ubiquitous in American pastures. He wrote, "The Holstein could eat large amounts of cheap feed and were more suited to confinement in loafing barns. They are sort of the Hummer or SUV of cattle, inefficient but very American." Heather Schaefer of Klamath Falls, Oregon, took issue with my profile of the colic clinic in Providence, Rhode Island. She wrote, "No mention was made of the cultural construction of illness, namely that diagnosing infants with colic is almost entirely limited to Western countries. In cultures where infants are held more, spend little time alone, and parents consistently and promptly respond to their cries, infants do not display the prolonged bouts of crying here known as colic." It's disappointing NPR did not mention this. Ms. Schaefer is right. Colic is less common in non-Western, less industrialized cultures. Dr. Barry Lester of the Colic Clinic says in many less modern societies, where babies are carried or held close to their mothers, the baby can communicate without crying through body language. He says that reduces the evolutionary need to get mom's attention with a cry. Furthermore, he says, when a baby in these societies does cry in that piercing, colicky way, the whole community rushes to respond as if an alarm went off. Dan Mason of Williamsport, Pennsylvania, had no problems with our piece on work songs. He wrote in to say he loved it and recalled, "One of the things that helped me get through basic training, officers' candidate school, and other military training were the marching songs. Getting on the bus in OCS, my platoon always sang the theme from Gilligan's Island. In basic, my platoon sang the chorus from Black Water by the Doobie Brothers. We got those cattle trucks rocking." If any of our stories bring back fond memories for you, or if you just want to set the record straight, let us know. Go to our website, npr.org, click on Contact Us, and select Weekend All Things Considered.